really like to get to know our fans. We hang out with our fans before and after shows, and you see that when we're on stage with the way that we interact with our audience.
That's Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band, Southeast Alaska State Fair's headliner. And taking a broader look at other woody biomass interests around the Pacific Northwest. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The Southeast Alaska State Fair isn't all about gorging on rich foods and raging late into the night to live bands. For some, it's also about doing a 5K, a 10K, or a half marathon, says Jessica Edwards with the fair.
You'd be surprised. We've had between 40 and 100 each year for the event. It's somewhat weather dependent for folks, but people really do rally and get up and take their morning constitutional.
This is the third annual Haynes Hustle, a set of casual to competitive races occurring during the weekend of the Southeast Alaska State Fair.
You know, there's a lot of reveling and eating and just merrymaking during the fair, so it's nice to, Kelly thought it would be a great idea to do some athletic competition to get people up and moving on Saturday morning.
The trail-based half marathon starts at the fairgrounds at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday, July 31st. It goes out Beach Road, down the Battery Point Trail, up Mount Riley, down the Lily Lake Road cutoff, and back to the fairgrounds.
We've had a couple people, actually quite a few people from out of town call. Several people who are considering whether to come up just for this half marathon instead of doing one in Juneau. There's a race the same weekend, and a lot of people are interested in the trail aspect. That's a road run. And so people are pretty intrigued by the whole trail aspect of our half marathon here. So we have had quite a few calls, actually, about all the events. And we're expecting a good turnout.
The 5K and 10K start at 8 a.m. at the fairgrounds.
We have a lot of walkers to do the 5K. So if folks want to come out and walk, or if youth want to participate, that's a great distance.
Participants can register Saturday morning at the event for $12 or in advance for $10. Forums are around town, at the fairgrounds, or seacfair.org. When it comes to alternative energy, many see the Pacific Northwest as the Saudi Arabia of woody biomass. Like Southeast Alaska, the potential is huge. Trees are everywhere in both areas. But experience has shown that wood-fired power plants tend to pencil out only on a small scale. That's a lesson many rural communities are learning as they explore whether to build their own plants. For now, anyway, woody biomass projects rely heavily on government grants. Northwest News Network correspondent Doug Nedvornik reports.
Just a few miles outside of Priest River, Idaho, Liz Johnson Gebhardt and I are looking at a recently logged hillside. She lives not far from here. Right next to us is a huge pile of wood.
Well, you would call it logging debris, or slash is what we normally call it, but it's the branches, the limbs.
And what would typically be done with this?
Normally, they would probably pile it right in the woods and burn it in the fall during what they call slash burning season. And the smoke would go up in the air.
This would make a hell of a lot of smoke, wouldn't
it? Oh, yeah. This pile, if they just lit it, would probably burn for maybe 8 to 10 months. Yeah. Because it starts to fall in on itself and almost becomes like an internal volcano.
A tremendous amount of energy just burning away. Now, if you're Liz Johnson Gebhardt, you're thinking, what a waste. She directs the Priest Community Forest Connection, an organization of timber professionals and economic developers. For the last year, they've been looking at building an incinerator that would turn this kind of debris into electricity. At a time when alternative energy is all the rage, this is a no-brainer, right?
It's a tough deal to finance, though.
So you've explored it. I mean, what are some of the obstacles you've run into?
Basically, it's the financing, because if it's a big plant, the banks want to see that you're going to have a 20-year supply
of wood to feed the plant. But in a region full of trees, she can't find that 20-year supply. A recent Forest Service survey found that the national forests wouldn't be able to provide wood-fired plants with enough raw material. So Johnson Gebhardt says a wood-burning plant is not in Priest River's immediate future.
Probably without some kind of subsidy, it's going to be really difficult.
Other rural Northwest communities have found subsidies, for small projects anyway. Enterprise Oregon, for example, recently won a $275,000 federal stimulus grant to help build a small wood-burning power plant. There is one big wood-burning plant in eastern Washington. It struggles to get enough wood. The Spokane utility Avista built it in Kettle Falls 25 years ago.
If that was a good idea, Avista would have put another wood fuel generating station somewhere else in the Inland West here, and they have not done that.
To bridge the transportation gap, biomass users have asked the Forest Service to provide more waste wood closer to communities. The agency is trying to oblige, but it can only do so much. Agency planner Barry Weinsman drives me to a forested area near Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. He shows me where trees have been thinned to reduce the wildfire danger.
We pulled out the understory, all those fuels, all those BTUs, you go up in flames.
Those are flames that could power an electric plant instead of scorching a forest. Weinsman says the Forest Service is trying to get rid of as much of that waste wood as it can.
Eventually, the ultimate goal is to use everything that's available out there, so we're not left with having any slash out there, excess slash to dispose of.
But Weinsman concedes that goal is a long way off, given the agency's budget constraints. Back at the slash pile in Priest River, Liz Johnson Gebhardt says that's discouraging news for people like her who want to do more with waste wood in their communities. The idea of a big biomass power plant may not be realistic, for now anyway, but she can dream small. Some of the sawmills in North Idaho have talked about adding electrical generation to their facilities, and that gives her some hope.
I think it is viable. Maybe not right now, especially with the financial situation of the world, especially for our area. But I work with some pretty stubborn people, and I don't think any of us are going to let go.
I'm Doug Nadvornik in Priest River, Idaho.
They say when the right people find each other, they make good music together. Sure, they might be talking about true love, but it's probably Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. The six-piece band, known for their vigorous live delivery of triumphant horns, laid-back grooves, and heavy backbeats, is headlining the Southeast Alaska State Fair in Haines. JP is on guitar.
Part of the unique sound that we come up with as a band is kind of springs from the fact that everybody in the band grew up listening to a whole bunch of different kinds of music. I grew up listening to a lot of Jimi Hendrix, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Black Crowes, George Clinton, P-Funk, All Stars, Sly and Family Stone, stuff like that. Other members grew up listening to jazz and classical music, and some people like 80s pop. Some people are really into electronic music, and everybody kind of came from a different background. Almost everybody listened to rock and roll at some point. But we got fans of hip hop and reggae and all that stuff, so it all kind of comes together to form the music that we play.
The six-piece fell together in Boone, North Carolina in 2003 and relocated to Asheville. It's made of saxophone player Greg morphing in and out of Bongo Fury, Derek Juices and Berries Johnson blowing furious funk and cool jazz from his trombone, JP Smoke Machine Miller on guitar, and Al Sweet Nasty Ingram on bass. Lee Instafunk Allen is on drums, and Mary Newcomb Francis is on keyboard and soul-rousing vocals.
In our current lineup, we're really stoked about, and probably the best lineup we've had yet.
If you ever have a question about a band's funky sounds, go straight to the bass player. Al is a new word for the booty sound.
I would still say it's new funk. Yeah, it's new funk. N-U-F-U-N-K is new funk. New funk is like a style for a wide bass, but it's like a style of funk where you're playing funk. You're playing, you still have the style of the old school funk, Funk is more so a style of music that you're feeling more so than a style of music that you're trying hard to play, it's just a style, and for us it's new funk. We're still playing funk, but we're making up our new kind of funk with our own styles of different kinds of synthesizers and updated music equipment, but we still have the same feeling.
They may come from assorted backgrounds, but their common ground is clearly the stage. It's the live show they live for. Again, JP.
About our approach towards the live show is that, you know, there's not a whole lot of ego involved with our band, and it's a very personable experience. We really like to get to know our fans. We hang out with our fans after, you know, before and after shows, and you see that when we're on stage with the way that we interact with our audience. And we also like to keep people on their toes, keep people dancing the whole time. It's with the amount of energy that's involved in one of our shows, it's like you can't let the people. You know, you give them a song to take a breath a little bit, and then you got to get them dancing like immediately. Yeah, because like once you start, you don't stop. And then by the time the show's done, if you did it right, you should be freaking exhausted.
Beautiful sight. I really think people just love getting out there and just partying with us. You know, let's have a good time.
Mary is on keyboards and vocals.
We have dance circles and people just raging out on, you know, top of each other's shoulders, hands in the air. People just, you know, I think people work all week in their lives or they're in school, and like we're just a band that provides a space for you to let go and to have fun and to be free and to feel good.
And the Booty Band's stated philosophy is having fun and feeling good. Yo Mama's crew tours all over the country, but nobody in the group has ever been to Alaska before. They say they're excited to get out on a boat, see a glacier, and just hang out.
The love for traveling and the love for music, you know? There's no other convincing than that. It's just to be out there doing what we love and experiencing life. If we can stay out, you know, for weeks doing that, we'll go wherever.
Yo Mama's Big Fat Booty Band plays the 42nd Annual Southeast Alaska State Fair this weekend. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.